Radio Prague News.
Bohuslav Sobotka has been re-elected the chairman of the opposition Social Democrats at a party conference in Ostrava. The troubled truckmaker Tatra has been sold at an auction for 176 million crowns. And in football, Viktoria Plzeň have been knocked out of the Europa League in the last 16 stage. The incumbent Social Democrat leader Bohuslav Sobotka was re-elected party chairman at a congress in Ostrava on Friday. Mr. Sobotka, who faced no challengers for the post, was backed by more than 500 of the 600 delegates at the event. After the vote, Bohuslav Sobotka said that the party must present a realistic program for the next general election rather than populist promises. The opposition is generally expected to win the next parliamentary election, scheduled for 2014. The re-elected chairman also said that the first legislation to be passed by his government would be an act on property declarations. The Social Democrat Congress will also elect the party's first deputy chair. Only one candidate, incumbent Michal Hašek, is left in the race after Lubomír Zaorálek announced he would not run for the post. 13 people, including Social Democrat presidential candidate Jiří Dienstbier, are meanwhile running for 5 posts of deputy chairs. The Czech Ministry of Labour and Social Affairs has unveiled a new plan to combat rising levels of unemployment. Minister Ludmila Millerová, who presented the plan at a news conference in Prague on Friday, said the ministry would spend around 7 billion crowns on the programme, which includes subsidies for companies which give jobs to unemployed people under 30, support for part-time jobs for mothers and long-term job seekers, as well as subsidies for the jobless who will become self-employed. The ministry also plans to enhance assistance and support for municipalities, NGOs, as well as job seekers. The troubled Czech truckmaker Tatra was sold at an auction on Friday, 3 weeks after the firm was declared bankrupt. The company was acquired for 176 million crowns, or around $9 million, by a newly established firm, Truck Development, which is financed by the investment group JNT. Tatra's assets have been established at 1.76 billion crowns, while its commitments reached 1.5 billion. Tatra CEO Ronald Adams welcomed the news and said the change in ownership would solve the firm's financial difficulties. Member of Parliament David Rad, who has been in police custody since last May on corruption charges, remains in detention after the prosecutors filed an appeal against the Prague court ruling to release him on a 2 million crown bail. The appeal will be heard by an appellate court in the coming weeks. David Rad, a former influential Social Democrat and governor of Central Bohemia, was arrested in May 2012 with 7 million crowns of what the police believe was a bribe. He is facing 11 years in jail for bribery and abuse of power. The Czech police on Friday closed down border crossings between the Czech Republic and Slovakia for heavy trucks heading to Hungary and Slovenia due to poor weather conditions in those countries. Heavy snow and strong winds are complicating traffic on Slovenian and Hungarian roads. A police spokeswoman said it was not clear when the border crossings would reopen. And in football, Viktoria Plzeň have been knocked out of the Europa League, the continent's second tier club competition, in the last 16 stage. The Czech club went into Thursday night's game against Fenerbahce trailing 1-0 from the home leg in West Bohemia last week. After the Turkish side took the lead in the first half in Istanbul, Plzeň managed to get one back through a Vladimir Derida strike on 61 minutes to give themselves some hope of advancing. However, they were unable to find the net again, and the second leg ended 1-1, giving Fenerbahce a 2-1 win on aggregate. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The weekend will be mostly clear with some overcast spots and snow in places. Daytime high should range between 0 and plus 4 degrees Celsius. My name is Andrej Terenec, the end of the news.